Best of luck this weekend, and great to see you back.
Thank you.
Cheers, Dave.
Thanks, Ben. Joey Barnes, motorsport.com. Joey, go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Dave. And hello, David. Good morning. Could you just, when you go through something like what you've been through for these past several months, I guess I'm kind of curious, and I know we talked a little bit about this at the bullpen at Road America, but could you just kind of share maybe the mental strength that you've had to grow and experience from this, and how in some ways this has kind of propelled you on a different level, maybe a little bit more mature than where you were 6 months ago?
Yeah, I mean, when all of it happened, I mean, it was tough, honestly. For me mentally, it was definitely one of the toughest things I had to go through. Man, there was some really rough days, especially after the whole termination and things going very dark for me. But you know, I had my parents on my side. They went through a lot, obviously, through their lives, and they kind of helped me through it and told me that this is nothing. Opportunities will come. Just get ready. And they were kind of my rock to kind of keep me going, that foundation that I needed. But it's definitely changed me quite a bit. And, you know, looking back at certain moments like that, your brain tends to spiral a little bit. And you kind of start asking, you know, what is the reasoning? Why is this happening to me? These kind of things. And, you know, I feel like for myself, you know, I kind of believe in the fact that everything happens for a reason. I think the reason for that was to kind of become that driver that I can be, with the potential that I needed. And I needed something like that to obviously get me there, to try very hard, and to just be better than I was before. So it was very tough few months for me, but I think it was all needed, and now we can look forward and becoming, obviously, I think, a better driver than I would have been.
And was there, you talk about them kind of being your rock in that situation, was there either something that they did specifically, or was there just something that you recognized that you needed to find within yourself to hit that reset button for this next phase of your career?
I mean, it was a bit of both. You know, coming through it, you know, you know, your brain, as soon as you kind of have so much kind of pressure and things going down, it kind of just, your brain tends to say, you know, this is over, it's done. It just thinks of the worst thing. It just immediately goes to plan Z. And my parents were there. I mean, they went through a lot of hardship coming here from Lithuania, coming to America, no money, not speaking a lick of English. I mean, they went through a lot of struggles, a lot worse than what I'm going through. So they were kind of the ones to kind of help me through it, because they understand it very well, more than anybody. And yeah, they kind of kept pushing me, kept motivating me, and we stayed with it and did IndyCar content for the month of May, smiled. You know, I just stayed positive, knew it was going to come. And right after the month of May, it did, and it came very fast. So, I mean, it's a big thank you to them. And to all the people that were kind of around me, supporting me through it, because they were the ones telling me to keep pushing.
Very cool. And then just this last one is, because you got to play around with the hybrid test, I guess, before and after said injury, with this latest hybrid test, how much more movement are you putting on that wrist in the car with the tools in comparison to maybe what it was before the hybrid? And obviously, how does that affect things? I know you mentioned the wrist is pretty much 100%, but...
Yeah, when it comes to specific little movements, especially with the hybrid additions, a lot of it is more just like a few added buttons, or, you know, you can actually use the clutch as like as a regen paddle as well. So those have not really been any issues, since movement with the wrist is very good. It's more just actual bending of the wrist movement that's still a little bit stiff, but any finger movement, since there was no injuries in the fingers, those are, I mean, no problem from that side. The roll bars definitely still, you know, a little tough on the left hand, especially after so many laps. You know, you kind of go in and need to move it. Definitely feels a little bit, but still able to do it, still there. And obviously, we fast forwarded since the Milwaukee test even more. So at this kind of stage of the injury, I'd say every week it just jumps more and more by like quite a bit. So we're nearing kind of that 80% mark, I think.
Very cool. Well, welcome back. Best of luck this weekend. And yeah, thanks, man.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joey. Alejandro Bezosa, go ahead. Good Lane Motor, go ahead.
Thanks, Dave. Good morning to all of you. In my case, it's good afternoon. But first of all, David, congratulations for this big opportunity for you. You've mentioned before that this period for you is very tough mentally. At some point, do you consider the fact that maybe 2024 is a losing season for you?
I mean, I wouldn't say a losing season. I mean, it's we've definitely recovered and bounced back now with Meyer-Shank Racing. I mean, the whole opportunity, I think it's fantastic for me, and it's kind of a better situation in some ways, you know, for me. I think it was very, very good the way things turned out, and now we're on the up. I think, you know, of course, the beginning of the season started off rough, but I'm very excited with this end of the season. You know, I think if anything, 2024 is going to be, I'd say, one of the most adventurous, coming from, you know, all the way down here, and now it's going to be skyrocketed into the sky. It's going to be the biggest year for me.
You've mentioned that it has been a very tough period for you, but during this period it has been the Indy 500, which is, I think, for the drivers, the most exciting race of the year. Just how tough is for you the fact that you have lost this race, and you have watched this race on television or outside of a racing car?
Yeah, it was, I mean, yeah, that definitely was very tough. You know, I mean, it is obviously one of the biggest races, but to me personally, it was very equal to missing any of the other races. I mean, to me, every race is special, and obviously just want to be back in the car and obviously seeing it up. I mean, month of May was a little bit different since obviously I was fully out of the car then, so there wasn't any sort of obligation of me getting back in the car, so it felt a little bit different in that perspective, but I was able to get a different view on the 500, being a fan again after many, many years, so in some ways it was actually a cool experience. And to see how fast we actually go, it's a lot faster on the outside than the inside.
And with McLaren, how is your relationship with McLaren after all what happened in the past, in this past month?
Well, the relationship's still very strong. I mean, we, from both sides, I think we both wanted, obviously, to meet in the car. It was just unfortunate the way things turned out, and at the end of the day, business is business, and they had obligations to hit, and obviously with the injury, I couldn't do it. So, I mean, from a relationship standpoint, everybody on the team, I still have very good relationships from the media side, mechanics, engineers, to Gavin and TK and everybody on board. It's been very good. So on that side, the relationship is still strong. There's no, like, holding out of emotions there.
And that's from my side. You've mentioned before that arriving with Meyer-Shank, the tests that you have in Milwaukee, you've mentioned that being in that team is like a family. It's like a family for you. You have built a great relationship with him. Just how important has it been for you in terms of motivation, that great relationship you have built with him?
It's very good. I mean, he shows that he trusts me. He knows that I can do what I can in the car. And from my side, it just feels very good that everybody on the team trusts me in that car and knows that I can perform well in it. And it's the perfect environment for the way things are right now and for the future. I think it'll help me reach my better potential of what I can be. And the way things form now, I mean, I'm still 22, I'm still young, and I still have a lot to learn, and being in this environment is giving me that opportunity.
Thank you very much, David. Good luck for this weekend, and good luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you.